Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
Song Travels explores the journey singers and songs take together. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. More information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.
My guest today is vocalist, songwriter, and actress Joelle Lurie. Her 2014 album, Take Me There, features a multitude of Joelle's many influences and styles for a new spin on some old standards and also modern songs. Joelle Lurie, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
So you attended the New England Conservatory and you studied jazz and classical. And I'm always intrigued because I have no music education, which is often evident. But what is it like studying jazz and classical at a place like New England Conservatory? Do they ever clash? I mean, is there one teacher with classical voice telling you do this and jazz? It's such a completely different thing. How are they reconciled? Are they in harmony or are they opposed to each other?
That's a great question. And by the way, I should say that I studied at the New England Conservatory Preparatory School when I was in high school. And then I went to Indiana University and then transferred to Boston University, wanted to be closer to my family. But NEC is where I was studying jazz when I was in high school. And, you know, they're so appreciative of students exploring different genres, you know, all types of music, singing in the chorus, you know, playing in the orchestra, taking jazz lessons or classical music lessons. You know, later at Indiana, it was a little more strictly opera, except that I was in this incredible show choir. I think you can call it a show choir, called the Singing Hoosiers. And it was such a treat that year. I mean, it's where I was introduced to Hoagie Carmichael's music and so many other wonderful American songbook songs. And it was such a momentous year for me. You know, being in that choir. And then later, you know, I transferred to Boston University, which, you know, I was in the classical department, but I was always kind of gigging on the side, doing jazz gigs on weekends and nights. So I was kind of, you know, moonlighting, if you will.
You also do a lot of different kinds of performing in New York City. You have done a lot of what we call casuals, which are performances at all different kinds of events. I mean, you've done some very heady ones, certainly. Is it the James Beard Foundation Gala and then all the other amazing glittering things that can happen in New York? And then weddings. Have you done bar mitzvahs? And
we have. Yeah, oh, I mean, gosh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So how has this affected your music making? Positively and negatively, if there is a positive and a negative.
I think it's all been positive. What incredible experiences they've been. The James Beard Awards will always be one of the most special nights of my life. Ben was kind of commissioned to make an arrangement, a medley of food songs. So there we are at this glitzy event at Lincoln Center, singing songs like, you know, Cheeseburger in Paradise and Eat It, Weird Al Yankovic's version.
Oh, right, right.
Beat It. You know, and here I am in this gown, and I just met Mario Batali, and he seemed to like me. I don't know if it was the redhead connection or something, but it was just like this wild, incredible, wonderful night where, you know, it doesn't matter if we're background or we're featured. You know, some event where the love is flowing, and hey, the drinks are usually flowing too. It's always just so fun to be a part of.
How many songs do you know?
Oh, gosh. Well, not as many as you know,
for sure. Well, I mean, because doing these kinds of gigs, suddenly, boom, they want to hear whatever.
Absolutely. Motown, oldies, pop songs, rock songs, you know, special requests. You know, we have to learn songs on the fly. Jazz standards, you know, as many as we can. And we're always learning new ones and adding new songs to our repertoire.
One of the things that you recorded on your CD, Take Me There, you're going to do for us here in the studio with your co-producer Ben Galina on bass and Nick Consul on piano. And it's an Irish folk song. Is that correct?
Yes.
That how you'd describe it?
I know it's
a folk thing and it's old, but is it Irish?
Well, it appeared in many different forms in both Ireland and England. So it's both Irish and English.
And where did you find this piece?
We do a lot of driving to them. We play at a lot of weddings and private events. And we try to just use that time as an opportunity to learn new music and to kind of share music with each other. And I believe we were going to a friend's wedding, and this was one of the songs that was requested. I think he was Irish, if I remember correctly. This was based, when Ben was arranging it, he based his arrangement off of Shirley Collins' version of the tune.
Okay. It's called Hares on the Mountain, and we should spell it H-A-R-E-S.
That's right.
Not crosshairs, but the rabbit kind. So here's our guest, Joelle Lurie, with the Pinehurst Trio performing Hares on the Mountain.
Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I've been missing. Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I'd be kissing. She smiled and replied, you don't know what you're missing. Could wed you. Oh, Sally, my dear, I wish I could bed you. She smiled and replied, then you'd say I'd misled you. Thank you. like dew on the barley. How many young men would awake and plow early? But the young men are given to frisking and fooling. But the young men are given to frisking and fooling. So away while you can, girls, attend to your schooling.
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.